Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Is this the same person I talked to earlier?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. What were you saying earlier?
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
I was saying because you already disputed the charge, if you wanted a refund on that, you would have to call back with your bank on the phone to either verify that they're not disputing or they will drop the dispute.
Oh, well, I don't know that I can call them today because I'm getting ready to go to work and I can't get them on the phone at the same time.
Well, yeah, we are a 24-hour call center, so whenever you do get a chance to call, then you can do a three-way and call us back.
Oh, okay. So what does all that mean? You're not going to give me my credit back or what?
Yeah, I can't issue you the refund because you've already disputed the charge.
Well, I don't know that I disputed it with the bank, but with that other that I got from the email, I told them to cancel it.
Yeah, so
does that make sense?
Yes, so when you called to cancel, yeah, I don't know anything about that because that's not in none of our notes and your account wasn't canceled. So I don't know if that's the same thing that I canceled for you. But so you did not dispute the charge with your bank?
No, but I told them I wasn't paying it.
Right.
They issued me different cards so no one can charge my account again.
Okay, so if you told them you weren't going to pay it, that's kind of like a dispute. So if they've already begun their dispute, then there's nothing I can do about that refund until they call back.
Oh, okay. So, but they have to call back?
Yeah, either they can call back or you can call back with them on the phone.
Okay. Well, either way they dispute it, I don't have to pay it. And I'm not paying it because it's not something... Well, I don't even have that. I don't even have that.
Okay, so as for the bank dispute, once the bank begins their investigation, they do see that it's in the terms and conditions as a valid charge. They can't issue you the credit, and then it'll become a chargeback. And then after that, there's nothing that we can do about the refund. So if you would have called us before calling the bank, then we would have issued you the credit. But because it's already in the dispute process, you would have to just call back with the bank on the phone.
Oh, okay. You're saying that I won't get my money back then.
Unless the bank drops the dispute.
Okay. Well, let's hope they do because that's not something I'm going to pay for because you shouldn't. I don't know why that's all going out on there, on that gas refund or something, but that's not legit for people to be doing that.
Okay, so yeah, you would just have to call back with your bank on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling back.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Bye.